on Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Looking forward to today's Victorian Form Preview at Swan Hill. Yesterday, Warren Huntley was in fine form, and we are on a good deck today. Good morning, Woz. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you, Michael. Yeah, I actually clocked off at about half time yesterday, but I got off to a good start.
Hey, when you're that far in front, you don't need to finish. that was good. And then in the second half, our good old mate, Philip Stokes, tipped us into his horse, which he was very confident about that one impressively. So it was a good day all round yesterday. And hopefully we can parlay those winnings into Swan Hill today on a good surface. The rail's in and out. It's at 2 metres, 1,200 to 900, 4 metres from the 900 to the 4, and then true the remainder. What do you make of today's meeting?
I thought it's quite a competitive card. I'd like to think I'm in front early again, Michael. I think it gets a bit harder as we get deeper into the program.
All right. Well, one man who owns Swan Hill and can help us out with a few winners today is Austie Coffey, and it's great to say good morning to Austie. How are you, mate?
Good, Michael. How are you going?
Very well indeed. Good to hear your voice.
Yeah, same to you. I haven't spoken to you for a while. You haven't had any need to ring me.
Well, we've been saving it for today because I heard a whisper that you've declared to have a big day.
Oh, I don't know about that.
You got the bases loaded, Austie. You got good runners, as we would expect, right throughout the day. You kick off in the first over the short course of 9.75 with a debutante, Bogger Dreams. Bred to get out over a little bit further. What's your expectation today?
Yeah, he definitely is bred to get further, and I think that'll be his go. But he's a nice horse. If they go hard in front and he's there at the finish, I'd be happy with him, you know.
From an inside barrier, even though he's bred to get out over further, what do you think we might see today in terms of his debut on the fresh side?
I'd say that'd be too quick for him out of the machine, and he might just hopefully settles midfield and shows a bit of interest at the finish. That'd do me today.
Couple of runners in the second, an emergency that's going to start Strawberry Topping with, again, Son Harry doing the riding as he is in the first on Strawberry Topping. What's your expectation there?
Yeah, hadn't shown much and probably need further.
Move on to race three. Banneton, bit of jump outs down the shoot start down the straight recently. Banneton, I think, took part in that. What's your expectation for Banneton on debut, race three over 1,300?
Yeah, same sort of horse. He probably will get further, but he'll be around the mark. He's a nice horse. I really like him.
From an inside draw, you've got New Echelon in race four, again over the 1,300 metres. New Echelon has had the benefit of two runs. How's the couple of runs benefited New Echelon?
Yeah, I thought she'd be around the mark today. I was hoping she hadn't been beaten far both starts, and hopefully today she's fit enough and gets a good run, and hopefully she can do something for us.
A couple of runners in races 8 and 9, so you've had to call on some people to help Harry out with the riding duties. You've got Warrawee Rose and Tiny Rebel, both first up in race 8. Start with Warrawee Rose. How's she come to hand?
Yeah, really good. She won, and then I stopped with her, and I'm pleased I did that because she's come back in really good. I think she's a little bit better than she was before she won, so I suppose she needs to be. But we like her.
Tiny Rebel's a horse who's bred to get out over a little bit further, but he's been effective at distances shorter than 1,600 metres previously, but fresh at the 9.75 today. How's Big Tiny going?
Yeah, no, we're happy with him. We were going for 5 wins in one day, and he went off in the barrier, and he was favourite and all that, so he sort of half lost me. But he's nervous at the barrier, and so am I when he's in there. But you know, he's working really good, and he's on his home track, so he looks good. He should run a good race.
You got a leaning between Warrawee Rose and Tiny Rebel in race 8?
No, not at all. And if they get beat today, there'd be wins in them.
Good luck to James Afiris, Kate Watson, plenty of others involved in the ownership of Tiny Rebel. And you get to the last.
They might buy my share of him off me, hopefully.
I'll just hope you can bump the price up a bit today, Harry. What about North Anna and Numero Quattro in the last?
Numero Quattro we thought a bit of, but she tapered off last prep, so we had to stop. Hopefully she runs a nice race. And the other big mare goes all right too, North Anna. So, yeah, hopefully they're around the mark.
Again, Numero Quattro looks like later in the preparation over more ground would suit, but you've got a few horses on the fresh side on the home track today. If you were trying to pick a couple of them that you thought were your best winning chances, Austin, who would they be?
That one in race four should have the right foundation in it, I thought. And the rest, as you say, they're sort of first up and they're, you know, they're for another day, perhaps.
Race four, New Echelon, with the benefit of two runs, first racing preparation. Good luck today, Austin.
Thanks, Warren. See you, Michael.
Yeah, good luck, Austin. We'll be cheering them home. There can't be a Swan Hill meeting without Austin Coffee training a winner. So good to get Austin to give us all the insights today. Hey, Woz, just quickly before we get into this Swan Hill card, we just got the final fields through for the two big Group 1s up in Sydney. We haven't got barriers as yet, but just to quickly whip through the final fields. At Colding, and we spoke to Hugh Bowman, Mr. Seawolf, Star of the Seas. This is, of course, in the Epsom Imaging. Natoya, Brandon Berg, Yulong Prince, The Candyman, Wild Planet, Nickanova, Probabil, Fun Star, Rock, Colette, Reloaded, Looks Like Elvis, Riadini, Savakul, Glenall and Vanna Girl, and Just Thinking is the Emergency. Obviously, barriers, once we get them through, will play a major role. And then the Metrop, Mustajir, Mugatu, Mirage Dancer, Wugok, Raheen, House Header James, Shared Ambitions, an interesting runner from a Caulfield Cup perspective, Rimam Rocks, Hush Rider, Lord Belvedere, Cara Frondinella, Angel of Truth, Azuru, Pass of Glory, Girl Tuesday, Miss Sentimental, and Zabrowski, also on the path to a possible Caulfield Cup, is number 18. We haven't seen barriers or anything like that, Warren, but it'll be interesting to see the Epsom and also the Metrop. Nothing really stands out this year in the Epsom. It's a pretty even field.
They're great, the Randwick Mile handicaps, aren't they? The Epsoms and the Doncasters, and that shapes up like being a terrific Epsom.
It certainly does. It'll be interesting out of the Metrop to see if any of them come down for the Caulfield Cup. All right, let's try and make a dollar today at Swan Hill. The first race is at 12.55 and it's the Flying 975. We can take out 5, 12 and 13. He's a Zeb is at $4.60 from the Nathan Hobson stable. Luxator is at $5, and then we're out to Boga Dreams at $5.50 with another first starter, Grey Detective, and the Kennywell stable's been going really well of late at $5.50. Looks an open start to the day.
Yeah, well, a bit to learn here, obviously, with plenty on debut, but I've been waiting for Luxator to get to the races following a recent jump out at Cassett and chasing a horse that's better than maiden grade in roles. Gee, I thought she jumped out nicely there, and although there's some unknowns here, but he's a Zeb with the blinkers on and a natural on-speed runner from an inside draw with Noel Callow aboard. I think they'll be running at a reasonable speed. I think the field might spread out a bit. And I'm keen to have something each way on Luxatora. 11 ahead of 4, he's a Zeb who'll give a sight with the blinkers on. 3 Grey Detective. Most recent jump out was over the real short course at Caulfield, but has shown ability at the jump outs. And 1 Bog of Dreams from Austie Stable. Going to say you think at 975 metres, so it's not on distance a great match on pedigree, but he did look to move nicely in a recent jump out. Keen to have something each way, 11 ahead of 4, 3 and 1.
Something each way, the 11 ahead of 4, 3 and 1 in the first race. Number 2, another 975. Andrew Noblett's got the favourite here. We can take out a few. 2, 4, 10, 11, 17 and 18. War Games first up. At $2.20, Maliboy Express at $4.20, Yoshi Taranga's at $6.50, and then we're down to Bon Spot at $7. Warren?
There's some good form lines around War Games' first racing preparation, particularly the debutant, albeit 3.5 lengths behind Ocular on that occasion, but that's a terrific form reference here. Barrier Blanket comes off, which could be a good indication that he's perhaps a little bit more composed in the barriers than he had been. I loved a recent jump out at Burrumbeet. He flew the gates there. I could see him coming out quickly from that wider barrier draw and just gliding across to get a spot on the speed. I'm keen on him. Of the shorties throughout the day, I thought he was the one that I wanted to align myself with. 7 War Games ahead of 5. Maliboy Express. Nathan Hobson had a good chat with the Breakfast Boys earlier on. He's got a strong team throughout the day. Fitter for one run back from a spell. 8 Yoshi Toranaga, I think, might appreciate getting back onto firmer ground. And 12 Piccadilly Street's had a little freshen up since a modest run, but capable of better. Keen on 7, ahead of 5, 8 and 12.
All right, keen on the 7 here. That might be an early bank builder in race number 2 at currently $2.20. Race number 3 is a maiden over 1,300 metres. Take out 11. Rose Curvey is the favourite at $3.90. Banneton, $5. Stigwood, $5.50. And Kali Ace is Kalili Ace at $7. Rose Curvey, from the Kylie Vella stable. 8 starts, 7 placings. Is today the day, Warren?
I think she's got a terrific chance. I think she'll roll across from that wider barrier draw. And although she's on trial after this trip, I think she's got a good cruising speed rather than a brilliant acceleration. So I think it might suit her. 7 out of 2, Stigwood, who was pretty plain second up following a good first up run, but fitted with those two runs this preparation. 4, Kalili Ace, comes through a good race behind Camborne and was actually okay to the line there. That was at 1,300 and a bit, staying at around about that distance range, particularly while he's still learning his craft. I think it's a positive for Kalili Ace while she's learning her craft, pardon me. And 1, Pinpoint. Respect the Price Bloodstock and the Hickmont stable as much as anything else. They work hard to find the right races for their horses. The jump outs have been okay, but the fact that they're heading to the races from a good draw means they must think it's a suitable race, and I'll back them in to some extent. 7, 2, 4, 1.
7, 2, 4, and 1 in race number 3. Race number 4. In this race, we can take out 1, 6, and 15. Regal Ballerina's at $4.80 for Maddie Kamani. Unique Star is at $5. Winter in Paris, $5. New Echelon at $6. This looks a tough race, Warren. Do you like anything here?
No, I don't. I think it is a very even race. Unique Star didn't have a lot of luck 2 starts ago. No real excuses last start, but that overall form's probably good enough to be right in the mix here. Regal Ballerina's an interesting runner. Blinkers off having its first run for the Matt Kamani stable and was off the speed but worked home nicely in a recent jump out. 11, Helmeton's had a bit of a gap between runs, but I think there's been a glimmer of hope in the performances to date. The most recent runs behind Locker and Costa del Sol have been solid, and you go back to a race the end of last preparation, it was back in the field but behind Glenn Fittich and has taken on the likes of Holyfield. So competed against better opposition than today, I think capable of figuring, and 14, Winter in Paris, was slowly away on debut. Could begin cleanly from a favourable draw with the winkers on. Could much improve the finishing position. Even race, 5, 9, 11, 14.
5, 9, 11 and 14 in race number 4. We've got 9 races today. Race number 5 is a maiden over 1,600 metres. The scratchings here, 6, 10, 13, 14, 18 and 19. Confrontational's the favourite here, Warren, at 290. We've got a little hair in the tail of Confrontational today. Noel Kellow goes on. Art Mage at 370. Hell of a Deal's at 550. And Etoile Brilliant is at $8. We've got our fingers crossed today is the day he breaks his maiden. Looking for a good track. That's why he's gone north. Looking for 1,600. He's drawn a bit awkwardly, though. What are your thoughts, Warren?
Oh, I think he's got a great chance, Michael, and wishing you well. Gee, people trying to find a suitable race and they come up against the might of Michael Felgate at Swan Hill on a Tuesday. I'm going to go with Art Major, who's probably in a very similar boat to Confrontational. It's been a little bit green and wayward at times. There's been tweaks with headgear, but certainly has the talent to get out of maiden grade. Ben Yendall sticking from an inside draw. Wick is going back on 1 Art Major. Just cost himself victory last start, ducking in late in the race. I'm going to go with 1 ahead of 11 Confrontational. The runs have been spaced deep into the first racing preparation. You said you've got that wide barrier draw to overcome, but if you can, I think, there's some of the performances there that would be very much hard to beat here. So for me, 1 and 11 are the key runners. 5, King Champagne, worked home okay last start behind El Santo. Covered a bit of ground on that occasion and was solid to the line. And I thought number 12, Hell of a Deal, gets the blinkers on here, was also solid to the line. And I think they're the key 4 runners. But I do think yourself, Michael, in Confrontational and Art Major, as the market suggests, are going to be both very hard to beat. 1, 11, 5, 12.
1, 11, 5 and 12. And you selected Michelle Payne's runner today, and I do note to run a big price at a place. Tony Kneebone said, it's happy birthday to Michelle Payne. So Michelle Payne's birthday today. So good luck to Michelle. We'll be at Swan Hill today. And I think Champagne is at $26, $6 a place. So we'll throw that in with Confrontational Art Major and hopefully build some money for the Quaddy, which is coming up next at Swan Hill.
On RSN 927's Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Welcome back to the Victorian Form Preview. And just a little bit of breaking news. I read out earlier the travel restrictions which have been eased from Victoria to New South Wales. And part of that now means that you only need to keep your horse in a paddock for 3 hours in between moving to a training complex or race course. Now, Archie Alexander was hoping to take up Gallic Chieftain to run in the Metropolitan this week. And the notice from Racing New South Wales on the restrictions being eased came out on deadline or just after acceptances were received for the Metropolitan. Archie Alexander's none too happy. He said that in a tweet, excellent timing just after acceptance time for the Metropolitan. Again, pathetic games being played by New South Wales versus Victorians. Why can't we all just get along for the sake of racing? He's got a good point, Warren. If you've got a horse which you were very keen to get up to New South Wales to run in a Group 1 Metropolitan, a little bit more notice or indication that if there was going to be easing of restrictions, you would have thought would have been very timely and very important for any Victorian connection. So that's a story, no doubt, that will continue to develop throughout the day. We'll follow that up on tomorrow's Racing Pulse with Archie Alexander and Terry Henderson. I'll be surprised if Terry Henderson from OTI wasn't in contact with Racing New South Wales to see if that was on the table. But disappointment for Archie Alexander, the connections there of Gallic Chieftain, not going, obviously, to New South Wales now. I think they're heading to the Herbert Power. Hopefully, they'll be able to perform well in that race. So let's get on to Swan Hill race number 6, which is the first leg of the Quaddie, a benchmark 58 over 1600 metres. Take out 1, 8, 10, 15, 16, 17 and 18. Piero Rose is the favourite here at 460. Gay Waterhouse, Adrian Bott. Not sure how many runners they have at Swan Hill, but they've got the favourite in this race ahead of the Enzo. And Nathan Hobson, along with Austie Coffey, dominate Swan Hill. And Nathan was on with the Brekkie boys this morning. This is what he had to say.
Yep, I reckon he's probably my best chance today. He sort of stays at the same weight because they're 0 to 58, they carry 62. So Jay Fry sticks aboard, so he's going really good with Jared on him. And hopefully from barrier one, yeah, he should just get the perfect run. And hopefully we see him winning again.
Well, that's a nice push for the Enzo, who's currently $5, Warren. What are your thoughts?
I think he will get a lovely run because with Piero Rose in the race, you know it's going to be run at a reasonable tempo and from inside draw, he'll be able to follow that speed without doing a lot of work. I'm with him too. Ahead of 9, Judge Janine, who covered ground last start. I think this field will spread out a little bit more and I think Judge Janine's going well. Her win 2 starts ago was terrific and she had excuses covering that ground that they outlined last start. Piero Rose will give a sight riding the speed. I was a little bit against her at Hamilton last start, but she absorbed a bit of pressure and battled on well. She'd been given a really solid hit out going into this campaign in a jump out. I don't know how much improvement there is in here, but there's got to be some from the fitness point of view, and she should get her own way riding the speed here. 3, Major Gowan, another one that'll appreciate a reasonable tempo up front, should be strong late. 2-9, 11-3.
2-9, 11-3 in the first leg of the Quaddie at Swan Hill today. Race number 7, a benchmark 58. Queen Guinevere is the favourite. We can take out 13, 15, 16. Puff and Stuff is at 4.20 and Run the Show at $7. How many in this leg of the Quaddie do we need, Warren?
Well, you need to go wide. When you start a race introduction, Michael, by saying Queen Guinevere is favourite, then you need to keep looking because she can win, but she's got a racing style where she gets back and she'll need some luck and she'll be thereabouts. She's very consistent, but she's not a regular winner. Neither is the top selection, number 6, Eaton, but he generally wins a race each campaign. I think he's going well, and I reckon there'll be reasonable speed in this race. I think at some stage, Jack Hill on Easy Drama will really crank it up, because if Easy Drama's going to win a race this preparation, that's how he does it. He breaks their hearts. So I'm going to go with 6, Eaton, who was close, but no cigar last start, and building to that preparation victory. 9, Queen Guinevere, certainly in the mix, but you couldn't be anchoring her in any type of a quaddie or bet type such as that. 8, Easy Drama, at odds, I could just see this race setting up at the right time for a proactive move from Easy Drama to make it hard for him to be run down over the closing stages. And 5, Run the Show, won an easier race last start, but did it in pretty good style. It's a pretty even race, and I was looking for a little bit of value. 6, 9, 8, 5.
6, 9, 8, and 5. Race number 8. This race here, we can take out 2, 3, 5, 8, 11, 12, and 15. It's a benchmark 58 over the 975. Mitzi's the favourite at 290, ahead of Tiny Rebel and Warrowee Rose at $4.
slight leaning to Tiny Rebel. He's going to be better over further. He had a very quiet jump out recently, probably just trying to keep him on the fresh side for the short course of 9.75. He'll be very strong late, reference with Ostie, Kate Watson and James Afiris from Racing.com, the country catch-up syndicate involved here, and they've had a bit of fun with him so far. I think he'll be very strong.
Did they leave you out, Warren?
Oh, yeah. They left Brad Bishop out. That's more to the point. And he's almost the face of our country racing. But anyway, there's been some blood spilled over that. I'm with Tiny Rebel ahead of Miss Mitzi, who comes back in distance, but she'll also be strong late. Ten Wasabi, not a regular winner, but consistent this grade. Ride the speed with a claim and give a sight. And nine, Warrowy Rose, the other one from Ostie Stable, who I think will be off the speed a bit and strong late. And from Ostie's stakes, she's improved during a break. 1-7, 10-9.
1-7, 10-9. And good luck to the .com crew as well. Looking forward to seeing the reaction, especially from Kate. She does get very excited, Kate Watts, which is good to see. Race number 9 is the last of the day. And a lot of punters will be pinning their faith, I think, in the favourite in the last today. We can take out 1, 3, 4, 6, 8, 11 and 12. Ginny Ann, who's been tough to watch for all of the punters who have been filing in when it's been favourite at recent starts. It's $2.40 again today. Once Upon a Dream, $6. Is this the day Ginny Ann can get the cash, Woz?
Well, a lot of people have had to spend time watching Netflix and stuff in recent times, Michael. They could put a horror series together of Ginny Ann, I think, and just some of the races have just been horrendous. And unfortunately, she's deep into a campaign. There's probably no improvement in her, but I'm going to tip her because she's just been going well enough to win in this grade, and if from that draw she shouldn't get the type of bad luck she's been getting, and some of it's been track pattern based too. She hasn't been able to get the right part of the track. I'm with 14 ahead of 10, Once Upon a Dream, and that's for a lovely run behind the speed. 9, Numero Quattro, will be off the speed strong late on the fresh side first up, and 2, Monsieur Macron, who I expected a bit more of this campaign. There should be no excuses today with that little bit of a gap between runs to freshen up. 14, another chance ahead of 10, 9 and 2.
14 ahead of 10, 9 and 2. All right, Warren, best of the day, play of the day.
Race 2, number 7, War Games, the best. And I think over the odds, race 1, number 11, Luxatora. Quaddy, wide the first leg, 2, 3, 5, 9, 11. 5, 6, 8, 9, the second leg. Just numbers 1, 7 and 10 in the third leg, home with 9, 10 and 14. Going to include you in a running double with Confrontational as the play of the day, Michael. Race 5 and 6. First leg 1 and 11, second leg 2 and 9.
Give it strength, Woz. Good luck today.
Thanks, Michael.